One issue that might help shape the race is school choice, although it may never reach the state Supreme Court again. But back when school vouchers were a hotter topic, Dane County Judge Paul Higginbotham ruled they couldn't be used for religious institutions. In a Wisconsin appeals court, Pat Rogensack wrote a dissent disagreeing with Higginbotham. Now both are running for state Supreme Court. They're joined in the field by Edward Bruner, who is the chief circuit judge of a judicial district in northwestern Wisconsin. Even though Higginbotham hasn't said much yet about his candidacy, David Ziemer of the Wisconsin Law Journal expects he will inspire some donations.
You know, based on that one decision, I know there's going to be money being contributed to him and money contributed against him, and the same way with Judge Rogensack as a result.
But Ziemer hopes voters will focus instead on other matters that might have more impact in the future, like whether they want to elect a more ideologically conservative judge, like Rogensack, or a more liberal one.
It's like, are you comfortable with the current majority? And if you are, you know, obviously Judge Rogensack fits very comfortably within it. If you want to see change, then you would expect that perhaps voters would look elsewhere.
Ziemer says Rogensack may have the experience edge because working on an appeals court is similar to reviewing cases at the Supreme Court. But Ziemer also says Chief Judge Bruner has been unusually active in his administrative role, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court does have administrative duties too. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.